fraught with those stones.
Oh, very good. How is it lying?
On the back.
Yes. Any traces of a struggle?
None.
Tell me about the note.
It was clutched in Mrs. Gibson's left hand.
Clutched?
So I understand they had to prize open her fingers to get it.
You know, there's something about that note that's been bothering me.
Me too. Carry on.
Well, assuming that the reports were accurate, it said, come to Thor Bridge at 9 this evening.
That's spot on, Doctor.
But Miss Dunbar insists that it was a reply. Hardly reads like a reply, now does it?
Yes, excellent, Watson. Mr. Cummings?
Miss Dunbar swears that what she wrote was, I shall come to Thor Bridge. I've been working on the assumption that part of the sheet was lost when it was removed.
Ah, so one edge of the paper was torn.
Well, actually, no, it wasn't.
Yes, interesting.
Interesting. Peculiar, more like.
Some grades of paper do tear in a clean, straight line.
True enough.
Oh, what the devil?
Holmes?
Come here!
What were you doing?
Ruining a perfectly good walking cane.
I can see that.
Why, for heaven's sake?
I was trying to chip the stonework.
Why, Mr. Holmes?
To see if I could reproduce this.
Yes, do you see?
Where?
Ah, yes. I've got it. A chip out of the balustrade. Looks fresh.
Curious, isn't it?
Probably done by a passerby, a rambler or something.
You think so? Yeah, you must have some interestingly violent ramblers in this district.
Are you sure you won't have one of these?
Quite sure.
Just as you like. Now, where's your partner?
Talking to the staff.
Delegation, eh? I never believed in it. Well, I suppose you were quite justified in wanting the facts, but I can assure you that my relationship with Miss Dunbar doesn't have any bearing on this case.
That's for me to decide, is it not?
I guess most men have a little private reserve in some corner of their souls where they don't welcome intruders. I'd say you knew all about that.
We're discussing you, not me.
And you burst right into that area. I'm not used to being treated like that. Well, now the barriers are down, and you can explore where you will. What do you want to know?
The truth.
Well, I met my wife when I was gold hunting in Brazil. She was rare and wonderful and passionate. Tropical. Very different from the American women I'd known. I loved her. And I married her. It was only when the romance had passed that I realized we had nothing, I mean absolutely nothing, in common.
Your love faded.
I'm not pretending to be any better than I am. You've seen Miss Dunbar. She's a very beautiful woman. I couldn't live under the same roof as her and not feel the way I did. Do you blame me, Holmes? I said that I'd marry her if I could.
Indeed.
But since that wasn't possible, I offered to do anything in my power to make her happy.
If she would do the same for you.
I told her money was no object.
Very generous, I'm sure.
Now, see here, Holmes, I'm not asking for your criticism.
It's only for the young lady's sake that I touch your case at all. Nothing she's accused of is worse than what you've just admitted. That you try to ruin a defenseless girl who was under your protection. Some of you rich men have to be taught that all the world can't be bribed into condoning your offenses.
Fine beast, Mr. Bates.
He is that, Doctor. Mrs. Gibson knew a good animal when she saw one.
He was hers?
Oh, yes.
How did Mrs. Gibson get on with the staff?
You won't find anyone with a word to say against her.
Including Miss Dunbar?
Well, I don't know how she met her death. But this I do know. We all liked her. And we all hated him for the way he treated her. He's a villain, Dr. Watson. A damn villain.
That's strong language, Mr. Bates.
Yeah, well, I've nothing to lose now by speaking my mind. I've given him notice. 2 more weeks, and I'll be free of his slavery.
I was told that your family's worked on this land for generations.
Yeah, my great-grandfather was the first estate manager, and it's been father to son ever since. But not anymore. I want you to give Mr. Holmes a message. Will you do that?
What is the message?
Gibson's not what he seems. All these good works and charities and the rest, it's all...